This news update's being brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, as well as Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe. Also, Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good afternoon. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. A disturbing case out of Huron County is raising serious concerns about elder care and neglect. Authorities say the situation came to light on the evening of March 1st when emergency crews rushed a 71-year-old woman to McLaren Thumb Hospital. Medical staff quickly realized something was terribly wrong. The woman was unresponsive, in critical condition, and showed clear signs of prolonged neglect, including severe bed sores and extremely unsanitary conditions. Investigators say the victim had been living under the care of her adult son at a home in Hume Township. A sheriff's deputy responding to the hospital began piecing together what had happened, but before he could complete his initial inquiry, the woman, identified as Kathleen Holdwick, tragically passed away. The investigation then shifted to the home where she had been living. Deputies described what they found as shocking: overwhelming filth, strong odors, and conditions that they say were unfit for habitation. The victim's son, 41-year-old Oval Jarvis, was taken into custody and is now facing a felony charge of second-degree elder abuse involving a vulnerable adult. He has since been released on bond. Prosecutors say the case remains under active review and additional charges could still be filed. This incident is now prompting renewed attention on elder care responsibilities and the warning signs that something may be wrong behind closed doors. And a major change is on the way for Bad Axe Schools. In a unanimous vote Monday night, the school board approved a plan to consolidate the district from 3 buildings down to 2 starting next school year. District leaders say the move is aimed at improving efficiency, strengthening academics, and addressing a glowing budget gap, currently estimated at around $800,000, and projected rise if no action is taken. Under the plan, grades 6 through 12 will be housed in the current high school, while younger students will move into the former middle school, which will become the new elementary building. The shift is expected to save the district hundreds of thousands of dollars annually, helping avoid deeper cuts like staff layoffs. Officials also say bringing grade levels together will improve collaboration and enhance learning opportunities. Still, some community members have voiced concerns about student safety, readiness of the new spaces, and the lack of a clear timeline. While construction could begin as early as this summer, details are still being finalized. District leaders maintain the plan as necessary to protect the district's financial future, calling it a rare opportunity to cut costs without cutting classrooms. And a potential breakthrough in the fight against Lyme disease is drawing attention across Michigan, where cases are quietly climbing and health officials are urging caution. A major pharmaceutical developer says early trial results for a new Lyme disease vaccine show more than 70% effectiveness in people ages 5 and older. If approved, it would mark the first widely available vaccine for a disease that continues to impact thousands, including a growing number of Michiganders. Here in the state, the threat is no longer limited to wooded hiking trails. Health officials report Lyme disease is spreading, with some areas like parts of West Michigan seeing sharp increases in recent years. In one county alone, cases jumped by more than 60% in 2025. Lyme disease can start subtly, fatigue, headaches, even mild dizziness, but can quickly escalate into serious complications like nerve damage, joint pain, and long-term health issues if left untreated. And for some, the effects linger for decades. Health officials say that's part of the danger. many people never even realize they've been bitten by a tick. The vaccine candidate is still awaiting federal approval, and even if it clears that hurdle, state and national health agencies would need to weigh in before it becomes available to the public. For now, experts say prevention remains key. Check for ticks after spending time outdoors, act quickly if one is found, and don't ignore early symptoms. But with promising science on the horizon, there's cautious hope that Michigan one day could see fewer lives disrupted by a disease that can start with a single bite and change everything. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Mauer Electric of Bad Axe, the most experienced Thumb Area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Mauer Electric Services' most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back with one obituary today. Jean Rupel Crone of Bad Axe passed away Friday, March 20th. She was born June 4th, 1943 in Harbor Beach, and on July 7th, 2023, she married James Crone. She is survived by her daughters, Maureen and Angie, and her stepsons, James and Kevin, as well as her 10 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jean will be on Friday, March 27th at 11 a.m., at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Bad Axe, with cremation to follow. Visitation for Jean will take place on Thursday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Friday will be at the church from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton, Michigan, or Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Memories can be shared with the family at RamseyFH.com.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley in Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley in Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley in Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at more news. Amazon has finally finalized its acquisition of Fauna Robotics, the creator of the Sprout humanoid robot. The deal is valued at several hundred million dollars and signals Amazon's intent to further automate its fulfillment centers. Critics have raised concerns about the impact of the labor market, but Amazon insists the robots will handle the dull and repetitive task allowing human workers focus on more complex roles. Integration of the Sprout robots is expected to begin in select facilities in late 2026. And the Ukrainian military reported rare daytime barrage of missile strikes across several major cities, signaling a new phase in the Russian offensive. The strikes targeted energy grids and communication hubs during peak hours. International monitors noted that the change in tactics aims to maximize psychological impact and disrupt civilian logistics. Ukraine has responded by requesting further advanced air defense systems from Western allies to protect its urban centers. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, as well as Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe. And by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Maurer Electric services generators? Call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators, as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Maurer Electric and Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And that's been a look at this hour's news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.